A heated discussion, followed by a down-the-middle vote, marked the restart of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality's negotiations with a group looking to develop land in Sidport. At Wednesday's regular council meeting, Mayor Cecil Clark cast the deciding vote to restart negotiations with the Sydney Harbour Investment Partners, known as SHIP, to develop the Greenfield site in Sidport. For over 10 years, SHIP had the exclusive right to market and develop the Greenfield site. The group had first looked to develop a container terminal. However, a lack of rail access left the project in limbo until the group pivoted to developing it into an offshore wind marshalling site. In January, the CBRM Council voted to end negotiations with SHIP on the site and revoke their exclusive contract in favor of hiring a consultant to assess more proposals for the Greenfield site. However, 8 months later, CBRM District 7 Councillor Steve Parsons says there's been no other interest in the site and put a motion forward to restart negotiations with SHIP. At August's regular council meeting, he explained why he was putting the motion forward now.
This request is being submitted as new business because of substantive changes and materially different circumstances, including the following. Given that the timing for Nova Scotia's offshore wind licensing process has been set for the fourth quarter of 2026, CBRM Council needs to position itself with a developer that is ready and able to begin construction. SHIP is presently the only developer in a position to deliver on this scope of work, as the province of Nova Scotia, through its Department of Energy, has identified Sydney's Greenfield site as a potential laydown area to support its offshore wind strategy. CBRM can enter into new negotiations with SHIP and be positioned to work with both the provincial and federal governments to establish the infrastructure needed to support this industry. Given the specific requirements associated with this infrastructure, including permitting, financing, capacity, and an Indigenous partners, SHIP is currently in the best position to deliver the scope of work.
He encouraged other councillors to make their decisions based on the merits of the project. However, many councillors pushed back on restarting negotiations. District 2 Councillor Earlene McMullen argued that during her time on council, she has seen little to no movement at the site.
And we talk a lot about optics. How does it look? What the world's looking at us. We're making an example. We're passing time. We're missing opportunity. Well, what's the optics of CBRM, who obviously has a little bit of attention on what could potentially happen here, whether it's port, whether it's wind, whatever it is, when we pass a motion of council before we get the proper guidance of the people in the know, the world leaders of the industry to guide us? What are the optics when we decide to pick one entity and say, let's negotiate with them by ourselves? Optics work both ways. So if there is somebody else out there, even though we're being told by individuals around this table there's absolutely no one, but just if there is, how welcome would they be knowing that we've already just said, you know what, we know more than this guy coming in, we'll get started with you guys and see what happens. To me, that does not look professional.
District 9 Councillor Dave McKeegan also spoke against the motion, saying they need to open the process up and that SHIP will have opportunities to meet with consultants. District 3 Councillor Esmond Blue Marshall spoke passionately in defense of the deal with SHIP, saying it was made in partnership with the CBRM's Indigenous communities.
How can we move if you don't help us with First Nations to help you guys? We want our people back to work here. I said that a long time ago when we had this thing going on, container ship. We want our people back home, have more taxes for us, but we're just stalling. How can you get our younger people back home? And that's what I said all the time. Why can we can't do this properly? We're doing it. Just don't hold back and let's just move on. And I see it and I hear it. I left for a while, came back, we're still here. Let's move on now. Let's work together and work with us as a First Nation people. Work with us. Seems like you don't want to work with us. That's what I feel. That's what I feel here. You don't want to work with us. And it's hurting. Thank you.
Marshall's comments ended the discussion on the motion. The vote to restart negotiations with SHIP was split 6-6 between the councillors. Councilors Marshall, Parsons, Steve Gillespie, Eldon McDonald, Paul Nikituk, and Darren O'Quinn voted in favor of the motion, while Councilors McMullen, McKeegan, Gordon McDonald, Glenn Perouche, Stephen McNeil, and Kim Shepherd-Campbell voted against the motion. The tie was broken by CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark, who voted in favor of restarting negotiations. After the meeting, he explained why he chose to support them.
I believe it's important to continue on a path when we have known entities that have put forward a very clear plan for our community and have worked within the regulatory framework of the federal and provincial offshore regulator, but also have invested millions of dollars in the process over the last 12, 13 years when we were in a situation where the municipality was paying for people to be investing and supporting development for the community. So it's important to continue forward. The clock is ticking. The province has indicated that very clearly, and we don't want to lose out on opportunity needlessly.
Councillor Parsons further explained why he supports restarting negotiations with SHIP.
This is not a bit of exclusivity. It's getting back to the table to negotiate a company that's ready, pre-qualified to bid an a project on the offshore Nova Scotia. The regulator is putting out the request for proposals as far as licensing on what companies will bid what lots and what projects. If we don't, in my opinion, have time to go out to start over with potentially working with 11 other developers coming back with a deal after talking to 11. Can you imagine the timing that it would take to negotiate with 11, even if 11 were interested? Nobody has come to our table since January. When we broke off, you heard it today, we stopped negotiations with SHIP. I haven't seen anybody come to our door knocking from the other 11 that got pre-qualified in terms of what they can do working with CBRM. Not one. And if somebody can show me that somebody came here, then great.
District 12 Councillor Kim Shepherd-Campbell explained why she chose to vote against the motion.
So my concerns are that we're telling people who are out there who may come forward who want to do development here that we're only looking at working with one company. I still want a fair process like council voted for before. We get the consultant, we go out looking to see who's there, bring it back and vote on it that way.
It's unclear when exactly those negotiations will resume. It's expected the chief administrative officer and the CBRM's legal counsel will be participating in the negotiations. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.